listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
A vote is expected at some point today in the U.S. Senate that would approve a foreign aid package sending billions to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
But Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices speaking against the bills. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Perry Russum in Washington, who says $60 billion in the package would go to help Ukraine fight against the Russian invasion.
Republican Congressman Tom Keene in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv yesterday.
I'm confident that with the stringent oversight and accountability measures in place to ensure that our aid is not subject to fraud, corruption, or diversion, and once on the battlefield, we know that U.S. provided weapons will be put to good use.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the bill's approval in the House a life-saving decision. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Senator Mike Lee, among the loudest voices in the Senate, trying to get that aid package voted down. Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Yeah, Tim. Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News he's disappointed the House Republicans broke with a plan built around some kind of border deal.
We started saying months ago, Ukraine doesn't get another dime, especially until such time as the border is secure, until Congress has passed legislation to force Joe Biden's hand. And that didn't happen.
Lee did strongly oppose the last border deal negotiated by his fellow Senate Republicans with the Biden administration. Now he says the way to prevent what he calls Speaker Mike Johnson's warmonger wish list is for 40 of his Republican Senate colleagues to join him in voting no. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Part of the bill package before the Senate would also force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners, or the app would face a ban in the U.S. TikTok has been spending millions of dollars in ad campaigns, asking users to contact their lawmakers to argue against the bill's passage.
Students at several college campuses across the nation are finding themselves between dueling protests. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Tensions boiling over as pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses from coast to coast.
You have been warned by New York University to leave the area.
Police in riot gear dismantling encampment at New York University, arresting multiple people accused of ignoring a deadline to disperse. Police and the school describing disorderly, disruptive, and antagonizing behavior that has interfered with the safety and security of our community.
At least two dozen people were arrested at NYU, while over 100 were arrested at Columbia.
A growing number of people are calling for Mitt Romney to be the next president of Harvard. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with more. Adam?
Amanda, this whole idea started with a Washington Post op-ed written by Daniel Rosen, the president of the American Jewish Congress, who proposed Senator Romney lead Harvard and, quote, clean it up. He continued noting, while many at the university likely won't share Romney's political views, he believes Romney could combat what he calls, quote, unchecked anti-Semitism on campus. And just yesterday, Senator John Fetterman shared that op-ed on X, saying, quote, I co-sign. Romney is retiring from the Senate at the end of this term. The former Massachusetts governor and Harvard alum has yet to comment on the idea. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
After the deaths of two e-scooter riders in less than a month, safety concerns are top of mind. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
A report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found 111 e-scooter riders were killed between 2017 and 2022. Most of those deaths were because of car accidents or control issues. Of all the e-scooter injuries during that time frame, only 13% of riders wore helmets. Safety experts say you should always wear helmets and reflective clothing while riding. Check to make sure the e-scooter is in good working condition and be aware of your surroundings.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says you should follow the same rules of the road as cyclists and never expect cars to see you.
Here's some weather now with Matt Johnson. It is starting to heat up.
St. George hit their first 90-degree day yesterday on Monday, and it's not far from the average normal first appearance of 90 in Washington County. That's usually around April 29th. For contrast, last year we hit it about April 30th, so we come about a week early this year.
Salt Lake City should see a high today of 74 degrees.
Andy's back now with your first look traffic.
We've only had one crash really affecting anything so far this morning, and that's been on the ramp from northbound Bangor to westbound 80 by the airport. They have reopened the ramp. I'm seeing some traffic now being able to make that westbound switch, although the crash is still at the bottom of the ramp. So far, so good on our main corridors of the freeways, I-15 and I-80, so into Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
In other news we're following this morning on KSL News Radio, dating apps say they're beefing up their safety features.
Tinder's Share My Date feature allows users to send their dates pictures to family and friends along with all the meetup information. Match.com has a system that alerts emergency contacts if a date is going badly. And Utah lawmakers are actively working on legislation that will increase accountability on the apps. But USU senior Nicole Griggs says these are all good steps that are being made, but that doesn't mean she can let her guard down.
I think it's amazing and great and does help me kind of take a sigh of relief, but personally, I'm just going to take my own precautions.
Griggs says even with added features, she always meets her date in a public location and keeps in contact with friends throughout the date. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A deal between multiple cities and Rocky Mountain Power has been ended that would have created a group of renewable energy sources. Mill Creek Mayor Jeff Silvestrini says it was a public-private partnership with the power company with a goal to bring 100% renewable power to their communities by 2030.
They have the expertise to know what they're looking for, what fits into their grid. You know, they're obviously have more expertise in negotiating for and purchasing.
The remaining communities still plan to pursue renewable power, but Silvestrini admits it will slow down their efforts.
A well-known concert series was almost canceled in Salt Lake City, but the public convinced the city to let the show go on. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
According to Building Salt Lake, 81-year-old Carolyn Turkanis was ordered by the city to stop hosting her summertime backyard concerts in her home on 15th and 15th. Musicians would perform, there'd be a potluck, it was a good time for those attending, which is why after the city gave the order, people came together and were able to reverse the decision. This summer, Turkanis' concerts will be more private and scheduled, and since the announcement, her neighbors and friends have shown an outpouring of excitement for the summer and the music. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.